It's the Free Community Electronics Recycling Event, or e-waste for short. It runs from 10 o'clock to 2 p.m. It's at the City of Marquette Public Works Building, which is 850 Berga. Basically, people are anyone from the public's welcome to come. Individuals, schools, organizations can bring any electronic goods.
What are some of the things that folks can bring?
Anything from TVs and computers to vacuums and refrigerators, air conditioners.
A lot of those things that you're not sure exactly what to do with, you guys will give them an opportunity to get rid of it. What are the hours and what do people need to know about that?
So it'll start right at 10 a.m. You can just... We'll have signs up. You'll be able to pull your car around, and then we'll have volunteers out there helping to unload things and helping arrange them and organize them.
Have you done this particular activity before?
Yeah, we did it in 2010 or 11.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I seem to remember that actually it was quite well received, and people were hoping it would happen again, because I know for me, like with computer monitors, TVs, things like that, I don't really know what to do with them. You don't want to just throw them out, you know.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't happen very often, and that's why it's such a great event.
The one that we did a couple of years ago was through our faith network, the Earthkeeper Network, and we collected over 320 tons of e-waste in one day from 20 locations across the UP.
That's a lot, but that also shows that people have it, that they need to get rid of it, so it is a good program to do.
Right.
Well, again, the hours for it are when and where, Sarah?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's this Saturday, September 21st. Come there with your carload.
and you guys will help out and make sure it's disposed of properly.
Yes.
Good idea. We're talking with Sarah Frazier this morning, Administrative Assistant with the Superior Watershed Partnership, and also Natasha Koss. She's Program Manager with the partnership. And one thing that's already a program that's been going underway here this week with some updates, you've got some other ones with the Community Environmental Monitoring Program. First of all, before we get into the next meetings, what exactly is that program and what are you doing with it?
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks, Walt. The Community Environmental Monitoring Program is a program of the Superior Watershed Partnership, and it is a program where we are monitoring the potential environmental impacts of the Eagle Mine in North Marquette County.
And I know that part of this is having the public, going to the public and telling them what you've found and what you're seeing so far. You had a couple of these meetings already in this week, but there's a couple more that folks can still take part in. What's happening, when and where?
Yep. Next week, our first meeting is on Tuesday in Berega at the Berega Lakeside Inn, and that's from 7 to 8 p.m. And then on the 26th, Thursday, is at the Lakeview Arena from 7 to 8 p.m. And this is an opportunity for the public to come and just hear about what we've been doing the last couple quarters with the Kemp program. And also just to comment, give us suggestions on things that they'd like to see us monitor, anything that seems to be on their mind about the program, we want to hear about it.
Well, this program seems like a fairly unique, I don't want to say the word partnership, because it's really not that. You are monitoring and keeping an eye on with vested interest with the watershed and everything, but this relationship that you have is fairly unique. But where did this come from?
It actually started with, it was an idea of Rio Tinto's, and they came to us, as a regional environmental nonprofit, and, they came to us and suggested the idea of a monitoring program to verify the monitoring they're doing at the mine. We partnered with them, and we're partnering with the Marquette County Community Foundation, and they're sort of the middleman, if you will, who is actually funneling money through the Rio to us, and so and they also have an oversight board that would be the arbitrators of any disputes we might have with Rio in our monitoring program.
What are you finding? What are you seeing so far?
Things look really good. We're still a ways out from full scale production, so we've really just been gathering a lot of baseline data, and you know, really kind of setting the stage for when they're in full scale operation. And you know, they're still in the process of the of construction at the mill and the transportation route. So we're in the process right now of putting our work plan together for monitoring of those two areas.
So again, the sessions that are coming up next week are when and where?
Barriga, at Barriga Lakeside Inn on Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. and then in Marquette on the 26th from 7 to 8 p.m. at Lakeview Arena.
Is there an opportunity for folks that if they can't make it to the meetings to maybe find out or report this on the website or something like that?
Yep. Kemp, C-E-M-P, monitoring.com is a place where we're inviting the public to come. They can view all the data. They can provide feedback. They can, you know, see our various documents and agreements. It's just a great site for the public to learn more about the program.
Well, it sounds like a really good idea to keep an eye on these things, and I know that with the group, with the Superior Watershed Partnership, you are watching it with a close eye because of the interest in our natural resources and our lakes here that we have. So far, seems like the relationship is working out pretty well.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it, and you know, this is really precedent-setting. This kind of agreement and this kind of program doesn't exist anywhere else in the world, and so we're hoping that you know, it can sort of set the stage for other communities that are faced with the same decisions.